cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the TAB app today and stay ahead of the game. TAB. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on The Pace with Greg Hayes.
And at 10:30 on a Sunday morning, we have Pacing Rewind with Fred Hastings. Fred, good morning to you.
G'day, Simon. How you doing?
Not too bad. Pretty warm old night at Menangle last night.
Geez, it was. It's funny, everyone says, oh, you're in air-conditioned comfort up there in the box. But the funny thing is, the box there faces due west, and the heat radiating off the glass for the first couple of races, it gets warm. You end up in a muck lather of sweat, but certainly once the sun goes down, it cools right down. And it ended up being quite a pleasant night once that sort of sun had set. And we saw some very good races, Simon.
Most of the callers have their windows opened. Can you open the windows there?
No, it's a fixed window. A lot of the boxes I work in are fixed gold, and I'll be there tomorrow. That's a fixed window, but they have a little air conditioning unit in the box. It's very comfortable. Same with Bathurst. Penrith has a fixed window, so there's not a lot that have openable windows, if that's the right terminology. Newcastle and Maitland are two that spring to mind, but no, look, it's and Bankstown, but look, it's all right. We get looked after, and it's really not that bad. But just getting to and from the car to the box, and that early part of the night, it is quite warm, but it's good. The good thing, Simon, these hot days, and I had a couple of people message and say, look, you know, are they racing? You know, it's so hot, but and obviously the temperature did dip. But HRNSW have a pretty stringent heat policy, and they do ensure that there's additional vets on course. They ensure ice water and running water and industrial fans are in place. They parade the horses for a lot less time. They keep them in the cooler confines of the stable, so the horses are well looked after, and you know, there's no issue. And I've got to say, the weather might have been hot, but the racing on the track was hot. We saw Picard kick off and really stamp itself as a potential chariots horse here. There's always been a rap about Picard, but last night it took on Chase Auckland. Now, Chase Auckland, part of the All-Stars team, obviously has an outstanding record, 8 wins from 9, hadn't raced since March of last year, but Picard beat it fairly and squarely, led up early with great gate speed, and then from there carved out a 151 mile, and it continued the great run of Todd McCarthy. He won the first two races, Todd. He drove 4 of the 8 at Bankstown on the Friday, so he's really got the eye in, and he kicked off the night with the first two. He won the second with Blazin and Cullen. This great old campaigner took part in the Miracle Mile just a couple of years ago and has won under $550,000 in stakes, and he's made it back-to-back wins, one midweek and then came out and won, of course, last night. Better Be Donna beat Call Me Queen B by a neck in a bit of an upset. And Boyd Writer for Brad Hewitt notched up Brad's 400th career win. Terrific young trainer driver, Brad, from a great family. And Brad will be very prominent at tomorrow's Goulburn Cup meeting, where I'll be calling next. So Brad, a little career milestone at 400. Mako Banner for Cam Hart and Leon Jurd won the fifth race. The Black Prince, last year's carousel winner, bounced back to the winner's circle after an unlucky defeat last time out, led all the way. Now, we talked about Picard raising its hand for a chariot's berth. Ashley Lokas in the fast class race went 150.1, coming from near enough to the tail. The sensation in the race was the odds on Major Dan, who's being touted as a possible Miracle Mile runner, galloped at the start and took no competitive part in the race, was tailed off. But Ashley Lokas, coming from last of the main body of the field, was sensational. I'll come back to the feature race. Race 9 went to Art's Treasure for Jimmy Rattray. And Iona Grinner won the trot off 20 metres, a 21-time winner. Terrific performance. But the feature race last night was the Australia Day Lady Ship Stakes.
29-2 for that next quarter. So they've gone 55-1 for the half as they come off the back straight. And the leader is Major League, about a half to Bridget Blue Chip. Third, Rocker Band. And then came Volando Denario, Wes Village, which wide and last as they come to the turn. Up on the outside, Bridget Blue Chip serves it up to Major League. Rocker Band gets away from the inside and peels three deep. Volando Denario, Rock and Roll Angel, and now Village Witch, the deepest as they flatten in. 28-6 the quarter. Bridget Blue Chip, here's Rock and Roll Angel and Rocker Band, and now Village Witch is winding up right down the extreme outside. Rock and Roll Angel hit the lead with Rocker Band and Village Witch. They're stretched across the track. Late Red Bancatti on the outside. It's Rock and Roll Angel in front. I reckon Rock and Roll Angel are those to Village Witch, and a great go to the wire. In the middle, we've got Red Bancatti with Rocker Band on their Hammer My Major.
Rock and Roll Angel there, Freddie. And we had a couple of big results through the day. The Sunshine Coast Cup was taken out by 100-1 shot, and Rock and Roll Angel at 70-1 has knocked off the long odds on favourite.
Yeah, well, look, it was $71 fixed, paid $103 New South Wales tote, and Rock and Roll Angel had to survive, not only winning it on the track, then had to survive a protest and win it in the stewards' room. The margin ended up being ahead, and Jason Grimson, who drove Village Witch, who was the odds-on favourite and very heavily tried, he alleged interference from the 600 to the 400. And I've got to tell you, the hearing went for a long, long time. And often when they do go a fair while, you know, the hearings, you sort of think, gee, there's a chance this could be upheld. But in the end, the stewards deliberated at great length, and they allowed Rock and Roll Angel to retain the race. She's been a terrific performer. She's been in the money 50% of the time in her career ratio to starts, 42 starts for 13 wins and 8 minors. That was her first group win, and she's won 3 of her past 5, and she's won just under 100,000. I must admit, Simon, when I saw the price, I gave the fixed odds update, and I think she was about $81 at the time, and I thought, gee, you know, she won here so well last week. I know she's got a crook barrier, but, you know, she'll be running on, and blow me down, she's been able to score at 100-1 on the tote and a 71 fix. She's really done a great job, Rock and Roll Angel.
Gee whiz, if I'd backed something at 100-1 and there was a protest, second v first, that would be a nervous wreck.
Yeah, straight to the bar and hope for the best.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a gibber, walking around in circles until the result came through.
100-1, and it was a group race, so there was a real lot on the line. And look, Village Witch is being touted as what, you know, possibly one of our better options as far as local hopes in the Ladyship Mile, which is coming up on Miracle Mile Night. So, look, you know, Rock and Roll Angel, she lowered her colours, kept the race on protest, and, yeah, quite a good effort. Simon, Melbourne, speaking of Ladyship Miles coming up on Miracle Mile Night, Carlos Pixel, the defending Ladyship Mile winner from last year, was partnered by Mark Purden for Dean Braun, and Carlos Pixel was able to win the Ladyship Cup and did it really well. It was a great drive by Mark Purden, and something you don't see every day. Mark Purden then drove for Anton Galino in the Great Southern Star with Dance Craze and got it home at odds. So it was a Group 1 double for Mark Purden, and as I said, you often, nothing unusual, Mark Purden driving Group 1 winners, but often they're in his own livery. But he was driving for Dean Braun and Anton Galino. The other big feature last night was the Group 1 Victoria Pacers Derby.
Leader Muscle Factory and going strong. Led 10 metres. Hurricane Harley can't go on. Demon Delight's under pressure. I'm Another Masterpiece is emerging. It gives chase 8 metres away. Muscle Factory's got a big lead on the turn. Widest runner Lock and Varart, 20 metres off the lead, runs on. Third quarter was 28-3. Muscle Factory 7 metres in front. Trying to reel it in as I'm Another Masterpiece. It's Muscle Factory from I'm Another Masterpiece. Muscle Factory in front with Lauren Tritton, and Muscle Factory takes out the classic. Muscle Factory has beaten I'm Another Masterpiece. Third, Lock and Varart was a big run. And Crime Riders...
So a replay there of the Group 1 down by the Seaside Victoria Derby from Tabcorp Park, Melton last night. And winning driver Lauren Tritton joins us now. Lauren, good morning to you.
Hi, guys.
G'day, Lauren. Congratulations. It was an amazing performance. A race record equaling 154 mile rate, 4.7 metre official winning margin. And I remember watching the race in the box last night thinking, gee, this is almost Tiger Tara-esque, the way you just dominated in that back end of the race.
Yeah, Freddie, it was a risk that we had to take, but he was 110% on the night, and, you know, it was a risk that ended up paying off, and we're super happy with it.
So that was the plan from the get-go? You decided to get him off the arm and just let him roll along?
Yeah, well, last week, as you all know, he was a little bit disappointing on his run, and there were things that needed to be changed during the week, and it was always the plan. We just didn't realise he had that much gate speed on the night, but he was right up on the gate early, and once he left the gate and got to the front, it was a race controlled by us all the way.
You said there were a few things you had to change. Did you tinker with the gear at all?
Yeah, he had to fix the earmuff hood on. He just got stargazing a bit in his heat, and he just sort of didn't hear those horses coming, and when they went from slow to fast real quick, he just didn't switch on. And last night he just had some dollies on and some earplugs, and he was right on song, and he could hear the horses coming, and he was just a true racehorse last night.
When you come around the turn, you were probably a couple of lengths, about 8 metres clear. Did you think he was still going as strongly as he was, say, 400 metres prior?
Yeah, he ran the whole race. He was on the bit hard, and he got to the 400, and I've never pulled the plugs on him, so I still had the last 400 metres with the plugs in, and I was going strong, and coming into the home straight, I pulled the plugs, and he got a little bit wayward, but he got going again once he heard those other horses, and he pinned his ears back, and he was just a real gentleman last night.
It was a big moment for you because, for many years, Group 1, driving Group 1 winners is nothing unusual for you, but in terms of the training side of it, you and Shane became the second training partnership in New South Wales. Of course, Joe and Mary Rando were the first, but you and Shane second up, and it was your first Group 1, as I understand, as a trainer.
Yeah, it was a big achievement by both Shane and I, because we actually had a discussion about muscles, and we were a little bit heartbroken in the heat, but we discussed things and we changed things together, and and it was such a successful win last night, and it was a big achievement for us, knowing that we talked about it, we fixed it, and it ended up paying off. So it was really a big achievement for both of us.
Is that the benefit of being in a partnership, training partnership? Obviously, your life partners, but in terms of at the racetrack or at the training track or during the week, you're able to discuss things at length. You're able to change, try things, try new things, alter things. Just bouncing off each other. That's an important facet now of the racing organisation of Team Tritton.
Yeah, look, you have your ups and downs and your arguments. We do disagree a lot. Because he's a trainer and I'm a driver, that gets thrown at each other a lot. But, we live together, we work together, so it's hard. But, in the end, we both look at each other and we work together in the end. And Shane's got a lot of brains behind everything, so it's good. And I wouldn't have it any other way, Freddie.
How much is that going to cost you, Lauren, that little comment? Shane's got the brains. Look, it must have been satisfying. Like you say, you're life partners, you live together, you work together. But when a plan comes off, it just must give you great satisfaction. And I've got to ask you, 3 weeks ago, you won the Simpson Memorial in sub-150 at Menangle in Amman. And that was the first time this campaign, or these last two runs, where the horse has stepped up over 1,700 metres. How different did you have to approach the training methodology in having him ready for a mile race to run a sub-150 and then conditioning to run, almost a mile and a half?
Yeah, this is where Shane the Brains comes into this, Freddie. He actually had an idea of training the horse over longer distance, which I've never done with our 2 and 3 year olds before. And a horse like Muscles was a great example because he was really revy 2 year old, and I've said this before, but we had the handbrake on his whole 2 year old season, and we did use a different training method, and same with Pete's Big Jim. It's hard because once you go from racing over a mile a lot, and then you've got to bring them down here against all the good horses and race over further distance, and it's hard. And we use this training method, and I think last night, we were just speaking about it before, it definitely paid off because, he races much more settled and he's got much more stamina. So, it's definitely paid off, and, we'll be keep using that training method.
Now, what about the Derby? It's the heats are a couple of weeks away now, 3 weeks away. What do you do with the horse now?
Yeah, he'll just keep ticking over. He's, he enjoys working, and, won't really back off him much, but he's pulled up super from last night. He ate everything. We even gave him extra feed for the travel. So, he's pulled up well, and like I said, we'll just keep ticking him over till then, Fred.
Given you had to make the trip back, and very good of you to give us some time on the way back from Melbourne, there wouldn't have been much time for a celebration, I guess.
No, it was cheeseburgers all round from McDonald's last night, and then
and that's my kind of celebration.
Yeah, no, it was good. There was no time to celebrate. We were just too tired, and we just wanted to get home. So yeah, we just hit the pillow and off we went.
And the team have been ticking over okay as well at up here at home. You had a winner at Bankstown on Friday night. Lockie drove another winner, and the team's been ticking along well. What's in store? What have you got for the feature races? We've talked about Muscles and obviously Pete's, but other horses that we can keep an eye out on the carnival.
Yeah, look, we've got a new prospect, Brooklyn's Best. She'll head to the Oaks, and we've got Maxi Man and Alpha. They'll probably head to Miracle Mile. Maybe Newcastle Miles. We've got some nice horses. We've got some new ones from New Zealand, so they'll keep ticking over. And I think Shane's more excited about Lombo, Kota Kinabalu's start back at the races. Maybe Tuesday week we'll probably trial. So he's excited about his prospect.
One of his favourites. And one of my favourites, just before I let you go, I noted during the course of the last couple of weeks, you tipped out God's Spirit. Wasn't coping, I think in a release I saw, wasn't coping with the heat experienced up here at the moment.
Yeah, look, Freddie, he just went off his food a little bit. Those really hot nights we had, he went off his food and he just lost a little bit of weight and his track work got a little bit funny. So we just tipped him out. He's got a massive future, so we didn't want to risk anything, and he was a bit funny with the weather when he first came over, so we just decided.
I can't blame him, Byron. It's been ridiculous, the heat.
It's horrible.
It's been horrid, and I mean, I've been off my food, but the trouble is, unlike God's Spirit, I haven't managed to lose any weight.
I'm with you there.
Good on you. Look, great to talk to you, and congratulations to both you and Shane and the connections. It was a terrific performance. As I said, watching the race, it almost seemed Tiger Tara-esque, the way you strode away with arrogance at about the 400 and just left them lamenting. And good horses ran placings behind you. I thought Lochinvar Arts run was sensational, given it had a checkered passage. But all honours with Muscle Factory, and we can't wait now for the Derby Heats up here in a couple of weeks, the 23rd.
Yeah, that'd be good. Thanks, Freddie.
Thanks, Lauren. Lauren Tritton there, Simon. And for those that watched the race, and if you haven't caught the replay, the last lap in particular, it was almost arrogant the way Muscle Factory treated a very good field. Straight away, was always about two or three lengths in front all the way down the back straight, and then was able to maintain that margin to the tune of a bit over a length to win in race record equaling time. They've got high hopes for Muscle Factory, and I'm pretty sure he'll deliver.
And the disappointment for Tornado Valley was that he pulled up lame, so couldn't contest the Great Southern Star.
Yeah, look, it sort of changed the complexion a little bit of the race, and it was terrible luck, and someone's luck can be someone else's bad luck, can be someone else's good luck, and Dance Craze was able to score, very, very talented trotter, and gave Anton Galino his biggest win. And as I said, the unusual consideration that Mark Purden, who we're just so used to dominating our carnivals, and certainly over the last 5 or 6 years with some amazing horses like Smolder and Lazarus and others, he was driving freelance pretty much in Group 1s and picked up two wins. Quite incredible.
Good stuff. Freddie, we better wrap it up there, but enjoy a Sunday. What have we got coming up next week at Monaghan?
Well, I'll be at Goulburn tomorrow. They've got the big Carnival of Cups, Goulburn Cup Day, and it'll be a terrific program there. The first is a bit after 1 o'clock, so I'll be on air a bit prior to that with a look at some best bets. But look, it's a good program there at Goulburn. Menangle's there on Tuesday. We've got some good racing later in the week, but we're pretty much in carnival mode now. The 2nd of February, we see the start of the qualifiers for the Chariots. And then don't forget the 8th of... February. The 2nd of February, we pretty much get into the carnival. And the 8th of February, we've got the Group 1 Newcastle Mile. And that is a qualifier for the Miracle Mile.
Good on you, Freddie. We'll chat again next week.
Cheers, Simon.
Fred Hastings there. It's 12 minutes to 11.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio. Your racing and sports leader.
And in the world of greyhound racing, on Friday night at Wentworth Park, we had heats of the Futurity and the Derby. And Michael Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales joins us now. Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. It was a good night's action at Wenty on Friday.
Yeah, it was good. It was one of those rare Friday nights where Wenty and Richmond swapped the Friday to Saturday because of the Australia Day holiday. And good crowd, good atmosphere, and great racing, as you said, with heats of the Futurity and the National Derby as well.
We're about to hear from Jeff Britton, Mick, but first of all, let's take in Circle of Dreams replay of the first of those National Futurity heats.
Racing, Circle of Dreams stumbled out and Scott began quickly. Now Circle of Dreams is getting mobile and drove hard and went to the lead over Sorry Scott. They were followed up by the inside Galaxy Banner and wider out Athletic Lee. And then a long break to Star Casey and Wild Ash Jazzy at the rear. They're on the top end and the front runner Circle of Dreams led by Night Over Galaxy Banner and then Sorry Scott. But around the corner, it's all the Victorian Circle of Dreams racing away and Circle of Dreams romped in. Sorry Scott has got up to grab second ahead of Galaxy Banner and Athletic Lee. And then Wild Ash, Jazzy and Star Casey at the rear at around 29.9.
All right, we're joined by Jeff Britton, who had an incredible night on Friday night, winning four heats of the big races. Jeff, congratulations, first of all. And I guess you wouldn't have expected that sort of success coming to Sydney first up?
No, you never expect to get four winners, and I'd be happy with one or two, and to have four in a row was great.
And I guess too, the fact was that it just never stopped you. You won heat after heat after heat, all three heats of the Futurity. That must have been a bit of a buzz.
Yeah, look, I took up a Laurels winner and also the second place getter, and the other bitch, Oakvale Magic. She'd been racing, against dogs like Hasten Slowly and Poke the Bear, and it was a bit of a drop in grade for her, what she'd been running in. I thought I had good chances, but for it to turn out, it was just fantastic.
Had they all been up here and had a look around Wentworth Park?
Yeah, I went the Tuesday before, and I gave them all a box to box, and, they're all very similar in times, and, I put the seven of them around, and, I think the best was 17.90 and the worst was 18.20.
Which are good enough times, certainly, to be very competitive in the race, aren't they?
Yeah, look, I had Chris Carl and Alan Proctor helping me, and I thought I'd get a little bit of local knowledge as well. So then they said it was pretty good, so half the time I wouldn't know.
Jeff, Circle of Dreams, I guess they're all impressive and times are one thing. Oakvale Magic ran the best, but Circle of Dreams certainly looked impressive once she powered up and got the lead.
Yeah, look, she I think she had a trial there a couple of weeks ago and she stumbled on the mat and she did it again the other night, and so she won't want to do it from box four. She's probably everything we've done with her, it's she's done a lot right, and so I'm sort of thinking she could even improve again.
I guess you wouldn't want to pick out of the three of them in the Futurity, but yeah, would she be perhaps just a leading contender over maybe Oakvale Magic and Flossen?
Yeah, look, it's one of those things. I'm probably badly boxed. I've got, Flossen is very quick early. She could be right on the first corner with them, and I just hope they don't jam up. And then you never know. Like Oakvale Magic, they can change when they actually get to Wentworth Park. They might like that track better. So it's hard to tell. When she come up and ran better time, it just shows you. She's a 29.50 dog at Sandown, and so she might be a better dog for there. I don't know.
Well, have you had three dogs? Obviously, you've had success over the past, and you've got a big team. Have you had three in a Group 1 final before?
Yeah, I have. I think I was in an Adelaide Cup. I think I might have had four in it.
Gee.
I still didn't win it. But I think the Dailies cleaned me up. Just to have three in there is great. I sort of hoping, I think I had all my box draws the other night, and this week might be a little bit tougher.
Yeah, as you said, you didn't get any favours when they did draw boxes. Three for Oakvale Magic, four for Circle of Dreams, and six for Flossing. I guess they're not fantastic, but just got to see what you can do, I guess.
Yeah, look, the whole three of them give you a live chance, you know, because they're all quick beginners and all got early pace, put it that way. And so I just got to hope there's a little bit of luck getting around that first corner.
Would someone like, you know, Damn Slippery out in the eight, certainly a handy run behind one of yours last week, would it be one of the dangers?
Yeah, for sure. It was a great run and, he really stuck them well, with Oakvale Magic, I think it was, and they went the best of the night, so, or the best of the bitches races. So, if she gets a clear run around the first corner, she'd be right in it as well.
In the Derby, didn't quite have as much luck, but did get one heat winner, Axel Footloose. That was a pretty impressive run to run down Fantastic Yankee.
Yeah, look, we'd been racing down at Warrnambool and up against Anthony as a party's dog, so we're running about 25 dead at Warrnambool, and his form probably wasn't that good, but he was racing against good dogs, and then I think he had a bit of a smarten up at Geelong. He came from last to win. On the run on arm, and then he got that box to box at Wentworth Park, and he just seemed to really smarten him up.
He again, as you said, first look for all of them, 29.78. Would you expect that he'd certainly improve a bit as well after that run?
Yeah, well, you hope so. But the other part, I like the way how he worked around that dog, and so he didn't get everything his own way, so he had to get round a dog. And, if there was some chance that, I doubt if he will, but if he found himself in front, he probably should go a little bit better.
Again, haven't been blessed with the box five, particularly with a dog like just the favourite Fernando Blaster drawing the one Rio Braves, the two, they're both real life chances. But as you said, if he does happen to lob into a good spot early, he showed last week that can chase and get around someone.
Yeah, look, it's going to be very hard, but, all it is really, I think he come out from box two or three and he headed off to the middle of the fence, so hopefully he jumps out and he runs straighter and he'd have to rely on a bit of trouble for the dogs inside to win the race.
It can happen in a big race. Strange things do happen. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Jeff, thanks very much for your time on a Sunday morning, and all the best for next Saturday in those two group ones.
Yeah, thanks, Mick.
Jeff Britton joining us there. Mick, so that was Circle of Dreams winning the National Futurity, the first heat. A couple of good Derby winners last on Friday night, I should say, as well. And the best of those, Fernando Blaster.
Absolutely, Simon. He was very impressive. First look at the track, trained up north by Terry Jordan. Came down, first look at the track, and he hummed around going 29.61. Perhaps we can have a listen to that one.
Racing, major innings, poorly away, and Tap Out Bill began well. Fernando Blaster in our way in a hurry and showed a great turn of speed and exploded to the top. Put up five going to the back, Double Watt working to second, and then Tap Out Bill, followed by Corborne Medics, major innings, and then Punk Band and Disassociative at the tail. It is Fernando Blaster in one race. The others are in another. They're lining up for the minors. It's all Fernando Blaster. What a performance. That is arrogant. Fernando Blaster by 15 lengths. Corborne Maddox has got up to grab second. Photo third. Double Waddle.
Well, it was Corborne Maddox second. Punk Band wound up running third there for James Coyle. But 15 lengths, the winning margin. And Mick, did you say 29.61?
29.61, that's humming along. And to make matters worse for his opponents, he's come up with the red in the final. I'll just run through that draw for that Derby, Simon. It's Fernando Blaster in one, Rio Brave, who I'd imagine the second pick, David Giel's dog, in the two, Fantastic Yankee, the local hope, North, who won one of the heats, he's drawn four, Axel Footloose, Jeff Breton's dogs in five, Feral Frankie is in six, Corborne Maddox in seven, and Famous Lee has drawn the pink. And just running through the draw for the Futurity while we're there, one is Boxcar Bella, two is Furious Not Fast, three, Jeff Breton's Oakvale Magic, four, Circle of Dreams, Jeff's dog, five, Family Spirit, six, Flossing, Jeff's other dog, 7, sorry, Scott, that's Andrew Crouch's dog, and 8, Dam Slippery, which is a pretty handy, as Jeff mentioned, a pretty handy heat run behind one of his. So that's they're the draws for next Saturday night, the two group ones. Should be a great night.
And the tab.com.au fixed odds are up for both of those finals. Into Futurity, Circle of Dreams is 260, Oakvale Magic 350, Dam Slippery at $5, whilst in the Derby, yeah, $3 for Fernando Blaster from drawing the cherry there. Here's the favourite, just ahead of Rio Brave at $3.20. Fantastic Yankee $3.50, and the best of the rest is Axel Footloose at $6. Axel Footloose, Mick, any chance of upsetting those top three in the market?
Look, definitely. As Jeff said, if he manages to lob, certainly if he lobbed in front, that'd be handy. But if he lobbed behind one of those speedsters, he's certainly a chance to run them down, as he showed running down Fantastic Yankee on Friday night.